meeting extraterrestrials. There has been a lot of chatter lately about some big announcement about UAPs coming down the pike. I don't know why suddenly we are hearing about this, but it is said it is coming from whistleblowers who knew more than they officially testified to in the public hearings. I say in the public hearings, because we don't know what they said in the private hearings with Congress. These people have become heroes in the eyes of many people, and I believe it is rightfully so. They have earned this by bucking all that secrecy at the government level about UAPs. It does make one wonder what else we are not being told. I know at times we tried to figure that out, but we know no more about this now than we knew before they said this. Could there be a big announcement that all the race is coming here, no matter what they look like, all sprang from the same place and somehow we are related to all of them if we go back far enough in time? That would really be amazing. One of the problems we humans have with this topic is the fact we are operating with only a smattering of the facts. It could be even though the government knows more than we do, which is obvious, they also do not have all the facts. One thing I think it is safe to say, the extraterrestrials on a whole seem to have been with us for thousands of years as attested to in drawings and ancient stories. In all that time, if they wanted to wipe us out, they could have done it without very much trouble. What does this prove to me? It proves they have laws and are mostly abiding by them. Where there are laws, unfortunately there are lawbreakers. Perhaps the bad things which have been done to us by extraterrestrials were done by the few of them. Even in our time on Earth there have been laws broken by those who are supposed to support the laws. That is just the nature of things. One of the things I believe we have to do when we are trying to figure out what is going on with the extraterrestrials and what is their agenda is we have to stop thinking like humans and try to put ourselves in their position. I know it is hard to do, especially with the absence of so many facts. But we can try. One of the things we believe is there are aliens among us. If this is true and the clues which trace them back for thousands of years are correct, there could be millions of them among us. Why they would want to be among us is a mystery. Maybe some of them come from a place with much stricter laws and spend their vacations here, going from casino to casino. They could like our food, which might be completely different from what they eat, which could even be some type of pill, for example. Maybe some alien civilizations are constructed much differently from ours. Oh, I know they are a lot more advanced, but that is not what I am talking about. I am talking about social relations with others. Maybe humans are a lot more friendly and the extraterrestrials enjoyed the conversations and social situations we have. Maybe they are here to pass along their more advanced DNA to make our race more advanced in ways which would allow us to understand more about the universe and those it contains. There are a few UAP investigators who now believe the UAPs in our skies are not from other planets, but they come from here. They think there are bases under the oceans and in mountains and even volcanoes. The other branch of this are those who think they are from here but from a different time. The time travel business is one I believe most of us can't fully comprehend. We tend to think about all those paradoxes in time travel theory, and because of that believe time travel is a very dangerous venture, so dangerous that the tiniest of changes could change the future. What if we were entirely wrong about that and the past could not be changed because it already happened? That would make time travel safe, but eliminate one of the reasons for using it. That reason would be to make a better world in the future. We might find out we are the vacation spot for many different races, who come from other planets, other dimensions and even other times. The next question is, do aliens still have wars? If they do, did it ever involve the planet Earth in such a way it destroyed everything on it because the warring aliens nuked each other and in doing so wiped out our civilization and are on a mission to make up for it? There is evidence of nuclear explosions in our ancient past. Another question I am sure people on this planet want to ask an alien race is about their religious beliefs. Wouldn't it be something if they had their version of Jesus on their planets? The idea we would fall apart socially if we knew about the alien beliefs is insulting to me and I am sure to many of you. There could be some horrifying aspects to them. We only have to look around our own planet to find humans who do what we would consider absolutely horrifying and disgusting things. There is a tribe that eats its dead. I don't think it could get worse than that for us, but who knows? We are going to be asked to accept some things we might find very repulsive. We also have to remember the different aliens might be much more sensitive to smell, sight and sound. They might even have some senses we don't understand. We could smell putrid to them or them to us. Maybe the aurora every human body gives off that is hidden from our vision would be a blinding light to them. Even the electrical charge our bodies have might be very annoying to them. There is just so much we do not know. There may be extraterrestrials out there which could be harmed by the Earth itself. On the other hand, we might have to be completely shielded somehow if we go to their planet. When we finally do meet them, it might be as simple as them just shedding their disguises so they stand out,